It is the largest legal claim by the Commonwealth in Australian history, a $2 billion lawsuit against manufacturing giant 3M over so-called forever chemicals that have contaminated 28 Defence Force bases around the country. Attorney General Michelle Rowland says its compensation for investigation and management of the contained sites that's already cost taxpayers more than $1 billion. But Defence Force veterans who have been exposed to the potentially carcinogenic PFAS chemicals in firefighting foam over decades are wondering if they will be included in any payout. Del Gaudry is the National President of the Defence Force Welfare Association and is a former Air Force squadron leader. Del, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you.
What's the reaction been in Defence Force communities to this announcement last week that the federal government is launching this record-breaking legal challenge?
Certainly the bottom line is that regardless of the payout or the what the government is asking for 3M, the key here is that defence members and their families are actually taken care of. It seems that the court case, if it goes ahead, will be one where it's about remediation and so on for defence sites. But we believe, Defence Force Welfare Association believes strongly that there should be something in a major way when we look at the number of sites that Defence Force members and their families, bearing in mind that, you know, kids have been swimming in Defence Force base swimming pools and playing on sports fields and a whole range of other things, that they need to be taken care of in the future. It's really important that defence members, veterans, current serving and ex-serving, have some guarantee that their health, whether it's health checks, blood tests, etc., for this forever chemical, that defence or the government make sure that they are looked after, because it's not just about the remediation of those defence sites, but it's about the veterans and their families ongoing.
Are serving members and veterans and their families, are they not already taken care of under Defence or Veterans Affairs?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because in 2023 there was a settlement for a class action contamination over seven defence sites, and there was a payout of, I understand, $132 million for over 30,000 claimants. So, to be completely honest, I don't know whether that will affect those people or not, and how that, because that would be that wouldn't be able to be disclosed. But it's interesting. Yes, it should be that members, that veterans should be covered under Department of Veteran Affairs, but families are often, they're not covered. So there must be some sort of way that they can, that the government is able to continue medical testing, blood testing, to make sure that people aren't affected. This is something that may not show up for many, many years. So it's really important that something is set up now that it can help people in the future as well. So that's what we really, regardless of the payout, and even if the payout doesn't happen, Department of Veteran Affairs and the government have a responsibility for veterans and their families. And also bear in mind that there are contractors, there are Australian public servants, etc., that are working on these bases as well. So it's not just about defence members as well.
3M, the manufacturer, says it ceased sales of the products in Australia around two decades ago, but says despite this, the Department of Defence continued to use PFAS-containing firefighting foams for nearly two decades longer. What do you think of that?
Having spent a fair bit of time in the Air Force and within the structure of defence, I know how stringent what we need to do to mitigate risk. So I from personal experience, I believe that they would have done everything possible to mitigate any risk. But having said that, I wasn't a firefighter. I don't know the detail of that. But I do know from a safety perspective, when anyone is aware of something that's potentially dangerous, that they would do the most that they could do to mitigate that risk. So, I'm sorry, but you have to talk to someone who's probably closer to that than me. But it's really that long-term effect and the responsibility to look after veterans and their families long-term. And like I said, it's not just about DVA. Family members are involved in this as well.
Del Gaudria, thank you so much for making some time this morning.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Del Gaudria is president of the Defence Force Welfare Association. In a statement, 3M says it never manufactured PFAS in Australia and, as you heard earlier, ceased sales of the products two decades ago, yet the Department of Defence continued to use the firefighting foam. The World Health Organisation has determined that PFOA is carcinogenic to humans, while it classifies PFOS as potentially carcinogenic